I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up right now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, good times and some tips at the Provincetown Pie Contest.
Imagine yourself sitting down to dessert at the end of a holiday feast. What are you looking for in a pie? This is the question a panel of judges ask themselves each year at an event at the Provincetown Commons called Pie Fest. This year, I stopped by to listen in on a rambunctious judging session to get some fresh ideas and baking tips in the lead up to the holidays.
This is a black plum pie.
Oh, I'm so excited.
She looks fantastic. This is a heavy plate,
this
y'all.
Lift
up number 10 when you get a chance.
That's Delta Miles, Provincetown performer and pie connoisseur. The weight of this particular pie was all in its crust.
She's a thick girl. I'll give her 4 C's on the thick scale.
Is that one of the categories?
No, it's one of my categories. Thick.
The thing about a nice thick crust, all the judges agreed, is that it can stand up to a good long baking time. And especially with a fruit pie, you want this. Otherwise, the fruit can stay kind of underdone, and you want it to bubble away for so long that it's almost jammy. Judge Claire Adams, who's been a Blue Ribbon winner in the past, thought the plum pie did this beautifully.
It reminds me of canned peaches, which I love.
But Chef Kelly Fields took issue with the spices.
It's so aggressively warm spice that you can't taste the plum.
What are you picking up for spices?
All the warm spices. It's like clovey, nutmeg.
Maybe some cinnamon and ginger too, people were guessing. And the judges agreed, in moderation, these spices can really pull a pie together. Unfortunately, far too often, cooks tend to overdo it.
Like, nutmeg's like the rug in the Big Lebowski. It's just supposed to bring it all together. You're not supposed to, like, have this strong flavor of nutmeg in most things.
The same goes for sugar. Despite having excellent thick crusts and well-cooked fruit, several of the fruit pies served were so sweet that some of the judges, Miles included, found it hard to eat more than a few bites.
When I think of a really good pie, I think of a pie that I sneak into the fridge with a fork to eat without taking a slice out, like sneakily.
And you wouldn't do that here.
You can't sneak a bite of that.
It's so sweet that it's just too much of a commitment, as Miles put it. It also matters how much you mix the pie dough while you're making the crust. The judges talked a lot about this. Because with pie crust, it's the opposite of something like bread dough, where you want to knead and mix for a long time. Instead, you're trying to actively avoid developing stretchy gluten strands and keep the dough mixing to a minimum so it's soft and flaky. Otherwise, you might hear a critique like this.
It's a bit bland, a bit overworked.
With fruit pies, there's just so much to remember. Thick, flaky crust, sweet but not too sweet, jammy filling, some spice but not too much. Which is why sometimes it pays to just go rogue and try something totally weird and different. For instance, carrot cake custard pie with walnuts. Here's Chef Fields again.
I'm not comparing it to carrot cake because I'm not particularly a carrot cake person, but I really like that pie.
It was strangely wet, and yet somehow it worked. A lot of people really liked it. I think because like all truly excellent pies, it combined crunchy crust and soft filling with complementary flavors. Which, as it turns out, in this particular contest, was a winning combination.
This is the peanut butter banana cream pie. That, for me, is like all the things I love.
The thick banana pudding and the peanut butter coming through very clearly. And then you have the crunchy bottom, like...
Peanut butter cookies.
Peanut butter cookie. Oh, that's good.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay. Get weird and happy baking.
Yeah, weird is right. We've got a link to the Provincetown Independent where you can also see some photos of the judges and the pies and the recipes. Well, just for the second and third place. The only way to get the winning recipe, I think you got to go to the guy's house for supper. Anyway, you can check it all out right at our website, capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.